This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Today, hack of top Democratic officials is wider than previously reported, potentially affecting the accounts of more than 100 party leaders and groups, according to the New York Times, citing officials with knowledge of the case. We initially learned the DNC and the party's congressional arm were impacted, but now it seems the hacking extended to the Democratic Governors Association and others. The paper cited Democrats involved in the FBI investigation. The personal accounts of Clinton campaign officials and party operatives are also said to have been targeted. U.S. national security officials say they're confident Russian intelligence agencies hacked the DNC. The political fallout has been severe. The content of some emails forced top DNC staffers, including Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to resign on the eve of her party's convention. Hillary Clinton campaigned with her Tuesday in Florida.
Well, the question is, does any of this hacking that has gone on, is there a potential for an October surprise for one Hillary Clinton? What do you think? Could there be something absolutely devastating? I mean, Julian Assange would suggest that, he's got something up his sleeve. And what would happen then if that comes out in October? I think Hillary's followers have already made it clear, short of actually being thrown into jail and probably even thrown into jail, they would support her. They're still going to vote for her, which is quite astounding. But that's a whole other discussion altogether. And you wonder, okay, what is going on with our country with this kind of candidate, as flawed as she is, that she remains viable? Again, this speaks to the divisiveness and clearly how divided we are here in this country, that reason cannot prevail. I mean, will they look back on history, Scott, and say, what were these people thinking, that they selected someone to be president, supported somebody to be president that has, just confounded with so many scandals? In fact, we got Josh Bernstein coming up in just a little bit. And we're going to go into more detail about all, maybe not all, but a good number of these scandals that are surrounding Hillary Clinton. How do you reconcile this?
I don't think you can. The rabbit hole keeps getting deeper. Assange says he has more stuff to release, so I just don't see it happen. I don't think it can be reconciled, but I think you summed it up pretty well. If you're a Hillary supporter, you're going to support Hillary. If you're a Trump supporter, you seem to be supporting Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest issue is that everybody, you hear somebody says, "Well, I'm going to vote for Hillary," and a lot of people's first response is, "What, are you stupid?" And it's the same thing with Trump. Well, that doesn't help anybody. Do you teach your kid how to tie his shoes when he messes up the first few times? Do you tell him he's dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've said it for a while now. We've forgotten how to disagree . It's okay to disagree,
right?
But it needs to lead to a conversation, not a "well, you're dumb."
Well, an exchange of information that advances the cause. In this particular case, we're looking at two primary candidates here, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Yes, some independents in there to make things exciting and steal some votes away from both candidates. But by and large, this is what it comes down to: Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I believe the choice is really clear. And along with it, Scott, which I think is quite interesting and being greatly underreported, and that is the level of exposure. What is that saying about people who back each candidate? And, because it's not a blend here. I mean, it's a clear choice. Like, I don't remember when we had such a clear choice like this. And, we keep referring to Phyllis Schlafly. And I just, I love her perspective. I appreciate what she had to say in terms of the Republican Party. The challenge that was to be a clear choice and not an echo. And this has been the problem with the party, and why so many have just gotten more and more disgusted with it, saying, look at, you know, you resemble the Democratic Party too much. What happened to the GOP? This is Bill Martinez Live. The conversation continues right here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. A bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. I think we can all agree on that. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go and check it out. Josh Bernstein, as I mentioned, is with us, radio talk show host, spokesman, strategist, and writer, one of the brightest, quick-witted intellectual minds in conservative media today. Boy, they're bragging you up these days, Josh. I mean, you're really getting people's attention. Good job.
Well, you know, I try to live up to everything that they call me, so.
Yeah, well.
And the indifferent.
Yeah, well, you're on top of your game here, and, you know, I appreciate you coming on. You also, in addition to all the other duties, you're also a spokesperson for the Association of Mature American Citizens, one of my favorite groups, AMAC.
Yes, fantastic group, AMAC, the conservative alternative to AARP, and we are a senior-based organization just like they are. The only difference is that when we do lobby on behalf of Congress, it is for what's best for America, what's best to give more freedom and more choice to our seniors. We're working right now on bipartisan legislation to get a cost-of-living adjustment. There's a lot of great things going on. We've got 1.3 million members, and we're growing each and every day. Folks can go to amac.us, amac.us, to learn more, or call 888-262-2006, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein on the Bill Martinez Show, and we'll even give you a free membership to check us out. That's right, a free membership.
Wow.
AMAC.us.
Well, that's great, Josh. Thank you very much. Very kind to make that offer to our audience. Well, let's talk about Hillary Clinton. I was begging, bragging about you just a moment ago. You know, her candidacy has been so scandal-ridden, it's like, just pick one. You know, where do you want to start? But
right.
And we will do that, but one of the things you're bringing to attention that the mainstream media is underreporting is her health. I mean, you know, we have seen these coughing attacks. Boy, I saw a picture the other day of her staff, you know, trying to help her up the stairs, and you're going, wow, you know, what is going on? You know, she's being propped up here in more ways than one. What do you say?
Well, I say that she's a 70-year-old woman, a grandmother, and she's, you know, she's older and she's frail, and this is what happens when people become, you know, elderly and older. And I think a lot of it is just, you know, natural based on the fact that she's 70 years old. But I will say this. Her medical records have now come out. There's been a disgruntled ex-employee of her doctor, Dr. Lisa Bardack, medical doctor, chairman of the Department of Medicine for Mount Kisco Medical Group. And on it was a sheet, a medical record from March 20th, 2015, that actually has as a diagnosis complex partial seizures and subcortical vascular dementia. Now, Uma Abedin has also enlightened us to the fact that she is very confused doing simple tasks. They have to be written out for her and things like that. And those are coming from the DNC leaks from Uma Abedin herself. So there's definitely something going on. I believe that she does have dementia. I believe that that is one of the main things that she is suffering from. But I also see that the seizures and the strokes, now we know that the doctor that is with her all the time and is carrying a diazepam pen shot so that if anything was to happen, they give her a shot that works within 1 to 5 minutes, which then, you know, you could also conclude that that might have been the reason why she didn't want to share the bathroom during the break during the DNC debate with an O'Malley staffer, because maybe that would have, you know, let the cat out of the bag. And then the reason she came back late is because it took 1 to 5 minutes to work. And maybe that's why when she came back to the stage, it took a little bit longer. Again, those are just surmations, but ultimately we can tell that something is definitely wrong with her health. And I think at some point, she may have an episode or something like that on the campaign trail or in a debate, and I think it will be revealed. And obviously the media is going to be forced to cover it.
Well, this document from Dr. Lisa Bardak that you mentioned, what happened with the HIPAA law? I mean, the HIPAA laws are, you know, they're pretty protective.
Right.
And to be able
they're
to penetrate
protective.
That veil, it's very, very difficult to do that. So, you know, how did we get access to that document? Did she just leave it lying around here?
You know, it's a good question. It showed up a couple of days ago on Twitter. There was a Twitter account out that is no longer, I don't believe, active, and it said Hillary's medical records. And so, again, this isn't anything that I violated, but the HIPAA laws are as such that, you know, your medical records must stay secure. So I'm assuming that, you know, whoever this disgruntled ex-employee may be, they could be certainly in trouble for doing what they did. But I think also that this doctor, if you look at what she did in 2014, she put out a statement, if you will, on Hillary Clinton, and basically said at that point that she was suffering from some of the other things, blood clots, and she's on, you know, blood thinners and things like that, but she was fit to be president or to run for president. However, this is now after the fact. This is after that that mention. So I don't know. I think that at some point, you know, if the media is going to do the consistent drumming of where are Donald Trump's taxes, he may want to turn around and say, I'll drop my taxes as soon as you drop the medical records.
Well, you know, I, and of course that whole tax report, that brings on a whole other discussion, which people aren't about to bring to light here again. And that is what Harry Reid did to Mitt Romney, and then lied about it in the well of the Senate, and then later on just kind of, you know, just laughingly said, well, you know, he didn't get elected president anyway. I mean, it's all part of the dirty tricks that that are part and parcel with the Democratic Party, and what disgusts the American people that think, look at, you know, why can't we just vote straight up for somebody? Why do we have to worry about somebody, you know, rigging the contest? And you know, now we've got reports of, you know, voter fraud and all this other stuff going on. And, of course, the Democrats are shocked. You know, look at their face. I mean, they look like, you know, the Home Alone kid. You know, I can't imagine. You know, what happened? You know, why? Come on, are you kidding me? You know, but yet, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's amazing that after the convention, the Republican convention, Donald Trump was up considerably in the polls. 7 to 10 points in most respects. And I think that what happened after the DNC convention and the DNC leak timing and showing that Bernie Sanders never had a chance and the division and the disunity, I think that the campaign panicked and went to the media and said, hey, you got to do something about this. And then they recalibrated how they did the polling. They oversampled Democrats on purpose. And then they ran with a narrative that all of a sudden Donald Trump is imploding and he might leave the race and he's unfit to be president and all these other crazy things. And just the opposite is actually happening. I mean, when you look at the crowds
Exactly.
And enthusiasm and things like that.
Well, there's more coming from Josh Bernstein on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you change, change, change. When you look so good on you, so shake like you've been changed. Come on and shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates of Bill Martinez Live, welcome aboard. Good to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. By the way, I was just talking with Josh off the air, and I do want to give you some great news. My grandson was born yesterday at 2:47 Hawaii time. in Oahu, Hawaii. The Maui boy has arrived. We're all excited. I mean, this was an absolute miracle, Josh, as I was mentioning to you. He had been diagnosed with a hole in his heart and came out, and the doctors agreed this was probably the best case scenario. He came out and took his first breath and started crying and was very pink and healthy and, looking really good. So we're real excited. So mom and the newborn doing well. It's just a great mazel tov for the Martinez and Phelps family. So we're all excited, and I appreciate everybody's prayers all over the country, all over the world. As a matter of fact, people have been, writing and saying that they've been praying for little Jackson. And so just want to let everybody know that all is well, and we're excited about his future and all that God says about us being knitted in our mother's womb, Psalm 139, which was my consistent prayer for little Jay, during this process. So, we're excited and doing really well. So it looks like he's going to be going home with mom and dad in the next couple of days, God willing. So as opposed to, as they said, it could have been a possibility of having the medevac him to San Diego and mom staying here in Oahu and, Jackson and dad going to San Diego. But all is well. Thank God. Just another one of those miracles. And, miracles continue to abound just absolutely amazing. Well, Josh, I wanted to pick up a conversation regarding, Hillary, and maybe just sum up the situation with her illness. And, some of this stuff can be, looked at in perspective as a result of her fall that she took here a couple of years back. And it just seems since then that, things continue to decline, and she's running into more and more problems here.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The fall was pretty severe. She did hit her head. She went to, the hospital for post-concussion syndromes. And even Bill Clinton himself admitted to the media that it took her well over 6 months to recuperate from that. She also had, in 1998, she had her first blood clot in her leg. And so she's been on blood thinners and things like that. She's had a number of different things. She fractured her elbow, when she fell in 2009. And, she's had quite a few incidents. Just here recently, someone tried to rush the stage during one of the events, and she froze, kind of like a deer almost, deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, her medical doctor, who now has been someone that actually was with Bill Clinton when he had his heart ailments a couple of years ago. If you've seen pictures of Bill Clinton, he had the same exact doctor by his side. So now, years later, with Hillary and her ailments, that same exact doctor is by her side once again. And so, we've seen some of these things, and the fact that when she had that one incident in which she was being interviewed by a couple of people that were asking her about her vice presidential pick, there was two or three people that hit her all at once, and she made this, involuntary, kind of strange head-jerking movement and tried to laugh it off, and then she said, try the cold chai or whatever was her response. And you can see that she was having some kind of seizure or some kind of stroke. And
yes,
the media is laughing it off. They're saying, it's conspiracy. There's no issues here. There's something seriously wrong with the woman. And I think that anyone, regardless of political ideology or how you look at things, you deserve, as an American, the right to know if the leading Democrat candidate for the presidency is fit, not just emotionally and everything else, but physically, to be able to lead the country if, that person's running for president.
Yeah, you're looking at something, potentially it could turn around pretty quick. You imagine she gets elected and, she really takes a bad turn here, and all of a sudden now the vice president is in play. And, this is a whole different ballgame at this point. I mean, thinking that you were voting for Hillary Clinton and you actually were voting for a vice president.
Exactly. And I think, I think her campaign knows that she is, a little sicker than, you know, she's allowing the media and everybody else to know. I think that her inner circle and team around her know this. And maybe that is one of the more definitive reasons why, again, I'm not a conspiratorial type of person, but it could be one of the reasons why Tim Kaine was selected. He is a former governor. He is a former chair of the DNC, and he's a senator. So obviously he has a lot of experience. And I don't know. I mean, again, just her summation there, but that could have been one of the reasons why they picked him.
Well, Josh, neither one of us are much into the conspiracy aspect, but the Democratic Party really, they really set us up for that because, you know, I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and you have all this cloud around Hillary Clinton, these scandals that abound. I mean, you mentioned earlier just the DNC, the plethora of emails that have fallen out there and, you know, the information that it is revealing about how they, you know, how they swayed and rigged, you know, the primary. It cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her position. And now there's going to be other people exposed. And, you know, what's their future in the whole political process at the expense of Hillary Clinton surviving it all?
Right. You know, I did a show after the DNC leaks came out. I did a show in which, and I'm not joking, I actually came on the air wearing a tinfoil hat. And then I said, folks, we can now forever retire our tinfoil hats. For anyone that's ever been called a right-wing conspiracy theorist or a tinfoil hat wearer, we can officially take off our hats and retire them forever, as we now know through the DNC leak that the system is rigged, and here's the information. And then I did an entire show where I explained the racism, the blatant racism, the Taco Bowl engagement that they talked about, how they talked about owning the Hispanic vote, not going after it, but owning it. They talked about Bernie Sanders' religion. Is he a Jew? Is he an atheist? This could work really well for my peeps in West Virginia. I mean, the blatant racism that takes place within the Democratic Party, all of that was exposed. And so I think that the fracture, you know, they talked about, you know, they spent months talking about this fairy tale contested convention on the Republican side. They should have been looking at the Democrat side because we saw a major contested convention in the fact, maybe not of her and the nomination, but with all the leaks that went on and the divisiveness and the disunity and everything else, I still don't believe that party is put together as the Republicans are. I mean, we've got our Never Trumpers and things like that. But for the most part, we're together, and I think that they're not.
It really is a house of cards when you think about it. I mean, there are so many ducks around there walking that are quacking and looking and sounding. It's a plethora of ducks, Josh. I'm sorry. You know, what else can you call it, right?
Yeah, and Frank Underwood looked like Mother Teresa.
Oh, Lordy. But, you know, that's the thing you can count on, you know, from the Democratic Party, I mean, including, which very little is said, and I was so shocked that Bernie Sanders did not even step on this, but and that was the AP announcement 2 days before that Tuesday primary that included California saying, oh, well, hey, it's over. We just recounted the votes, and there were some hanging chads there and everything, but Hillary, you know, she's got all the... She's got all the votes she needs, so, you know, the primary contest is over, according to the AP.
Right. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Exactly. Look, they obviously rigged the system. We know that. When, you know, the chairman had to step down, and then the chairman after that had to step down within like a 24 to 48-hour period. I mean, you know, it's all there for everyone.
Exactly.
And God bless Julian Assange for... hopefully saving America.
Could you imagine? We're saying God bless Julian Assange. This is Bill Martinez, Josh Bernstein. Thank you, Josh.
At Web.com, want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have to listen to the song a little bit. A little Santana this morning for you. Why not? Hey, it's Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. So, you know, what do you make of the latest, you know, email result? I mean, it's getting to the point that, you know, we almost feel like Bernie Sanders. You know, we've had it with these emails. I mean, this is, you know, going back to when we started talking about this with Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. It was this slow drip torture of Hillary's emails. I mean, it's like every day there's something else coming out. And now the FBI is saying, in fact, that, you know, the Russians could be involved in this, and why not? And then, you know, how far does it go? You know, at this point, all options are on the table. I mean, could there be some connections with the leakage of her emails and Benghazi even? You know, is that what the rebels and the jihadis knew about, is that they knew what was going on out of that compound in Benghazi, and they said, hey, we're going after it. You know, this information is telling us something, so no holds barred. Otherwise, why, you know, why would they go after that compound? You know, that's the thing that's all suspicious when you consider just what we know. You know, forget the lies, you know, and all the misinformation and the misdirection here that, you know, I would say that our president is complicit in. I mean, who sent Susan Rice to talk to us about a video? You know, it's clear from the emails, not from testimony, but from these emails. You know, we got smoking guns lying all over the place, which, you know, I find quite interesting is that if they were coming from the, if they were the GOP smoking guns, those guys have already been gone a long time ago. But because it's the Democrats and because they have the covering of the mainstream media who refuses to do their job and check into this, you know, we don't know the truth. And look at how much money we have spent. And I don't care about Elijah Cummings saying, oh, we spent all this money. Yeah, we spent all this money. And you know what? You're a representative of the people. Why are you allowing our money to be wasted? Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, are you not concerned about the truth? I mean, is that what this is all about, that we just need to protect our own individual and party interest, that the interest of the greater good of we the people is abdicated? Is that what this is all about? Is this was what America has become today? That we've become so divided and manipulated. Kind of what Josh Bernstein said. And you look at those emails, and they're saying, well, you know, we own Hispanics, we own blacks, we don't, you know, we've got them. They're in the tank, you know, for us. We've got them covered. You know, they've manipulated the media. They tell them what to say and when to say it and, you know, what writer's going to get one story. But, you know, this is a whole new art form of politics that has taken place. And, you know, it's like a game of chess, and at every turn, we the people have been checkmated. You know, they've been able to use the power of the White House and the bully pulpit and say, look at, you know, you're either in or you're out. And if you're out, you know, that's not good. That doesn't fare well in Washington, D.C., because the culture is such that, you know, everybody wants to go to the cocktail parties. Now, I say, hey, the cocktail parties, and people kind of chuckle about it. But, you know, if you're in that, you know, in that sphere of influence, and you're affected by that, and your ego says, hey, look, I want to be part of the reindeer games, you know. People want to be in. They don't want to be out. You know, it's interesting. I was just talking with my granddaughter yesterday about the dynamic that's happening in junior high, you know, this peer pressure and bullying and stuff. And it's absolutely the same thing that happens with adults. And it's happening in our politics where, you know, you're part of the in crowd or you're out. You know, and here it is, she's dealing with this dynamic in her junior high school. And, you know, and it just, it tears away at you. But I got to tell you, it was such an insightful conversation, and she was teaching me so much. And more about her character, that she wasn't being affected by people in the in crowd. She goes, well, you know, they used to be my friends, but now they want to be part of the in crowd, and that's driving their personality, and I just don't like it. And a couple other friends, you know, that they don't have a lot of friends, so we're kind of friends because we just don't relate to that. But you can't have that dynamic in Washington, D.C. because of all the pressure. So you got the media checkmated because, look, you want to be invited to the right parties. You want to be able to, you know, come to the White House once in a while. And if you got a question for the president, he's going to answer the question. And you know, you're not going to ask a tough question, God forbid, because then that puts you out. But you got to stay in. You got to stay careful. So this is the kind of stuff that protects and runs interference against we the people in knowing what the truth is and what we're dealing with. And you wonder why we're where we're at. And, you know, the trajectory here is quite frightening. And I think most of America gets it. And this is the groundswell of Donald Trump. Either Donald Trump is really, you know, catching on and understands what's going on, because here's the choices. He's understanding what's happening, and he's in front of this groundswell of discontent that's going on across this country. And with all this misreporting and exaggeration and the way they go after Donald Trump, you know, either that group of people is just, you know, they're just going to ignore it or just, you know, just be set all the more because of these attacks, because they see what's happening to Donald Trump and not what's happening to the Democratic Party. They're seeing that it is a one-side fight. And, you know, this polling evidence, I mean, are we going to end up with the kind of polling evidence that got Dick Morris in trouble, you know, that invalidated Dick? And I feel sorry for Dick, because it's like, all right, well, you know, he took the information, and based on what he had, he gave it his best shot. But because it was so wrong, he was basically on timeout. He's still not allowed back in yet. You know, he's still kind of on the outside, you know, looking in. But here's a guy who, you know, he's a brilliant strategist. He knows what's going on. Did he make a mistake? He made a mistake. He might even say that, you know, his heart, you know, blinded him a bit. Or maybe later on we may find out that the campaign and the election was so rigged that whether it was Dick Morris or anybody else, Karl Rove, anybody could not have figured out that Barack Obama could possibly get reelected with the economy in the tank as it was, a failed health care system, a failed foreign policy system, you know, what happened in Benghazi and how the media just refused to report what went on. And here we go. He gets reelected, all under false pretense. He continues to hold sway and execute executive orders at our expense, ladies and gentlemen. And with each executive order and each unilateral move and move by the Democratic Party, we move further and further away from the Constitution. Do you not see that? Do you not see that we have turned our backs on the Constitution? We've turned our backs on the history of this country. And we're rewriting history today, which I think is just as dangerous. You know, it's like the Russians said, and you know, Marx or Lenin, you know, said that, look at, he who controls a nation's history controls their future, their present and their future. And the media is controlling our history. They're rewriting things conveniently to support their, you know, their scenario and their doctrine. I mean, this is, you talk about the church of politics that is before us today, and we're exchanging this church of politics. You know, that is the new religion that is running the United States that, oh, even though we're supposed to be a separation of church and state. Oh, ever so slightly. Keep your eyes open, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
We know it's time for Steve, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Mr. Jujubee himself, Steve, the movie guy. Hey, when was the last time you had Jujubees, by the way?
You know, it was quite a while. I'm not really into Jujubees. I don't like to eat stuff at the theater. I've never really been a popcorn guy either. Maybe I should.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Wow. Well, the truth is all out. I mean, well, see what happened. Ever since people found your emails, the truth is coming out now.
I guess. You know? Maybe so. Well, they find out more than that, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, wait, before we go, yeah. Speaking of Jujubees, I never understood Jujubees. What was the idea behind Jujubees? Other than, you know, maybe the Dental Association got together and said, hey, we're gonna find a way to mess up people's teeth and make them come in and see us.
Well, that could be, but we could make that a class project. We'll do a little research into the.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we'll have a full report. Next
Julian Assange probably has all the information. It's the doggone Russians. It probably came from the Russians. There's no doubt about it.
There along the way,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, Suicide Squad. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No,
Number one.
Did not disappoint last weekend. It set a record for a movie opening in August, $133.7 million. I saw the movie. It did knock me out. You know, I think for these movies to really work, you have to be a part of the DC or Marvel comic universe. You have to kind of know the characters, their backstory, their special powers and all that. I never was a big comic guy, so I don't go into it. I was hoping for Deadpool. Now, Deadpool was a movie that worked regardless of whether you knew anything about comics or not. This isn't Deadpool. Very well done, and I'm sure if you're into that whole comic thing, you were quite pleased. But I was kind of looking at my watch halfway through going, oh, when's this going to be over? Because it's the same plot all the time.
Right.
I mean, you have an evil force trying to take over the world. In this case, the Suicide Squad shows up. Mayhem ensues, all kinds of special effects. The Suicide Squad prevails. End of movie. And
yes,
away we go.
And ready for part two.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way it goes. I mean, everybody that owns comic books that have been sitting there in the garage, they're all tearing through their garage saying, what's the next comic book thing we can come up with, maybe?
Kind of the way it is these days.
And why not?
And I think if you read these as a kid, and all of a sudden it's up on the big screen, it's live action, then, you know, it's pretty cool, but I didn't spend my time reading comic books.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, being since you're so vulnerable to point out that you're not a popcorn eater at the theater, I didn't read. I wasn't much into comic books myself. And I had friends that were, but I just, it was like, well, yeah, I just couldn't quite get into it.
Well, all the major studios are thanking their lucky stars that people did read comic books because these movies are making tons of money. Like I said,
imagine.
$134 million last weekend for that one.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah. Jason Bourne, number two. That was 22.4. I've heard from all kinds of people that's a terrific film. I haven't had a chance to catch it yet. That was number two. Bad Moms, number three. The Secret Life of Pets continues to roll. That one's made about $320 million just in this country alone. Thank you very much. Then Star Trek Beyond, rounding out the top five. Nine Lives, the other new movie last weekend, didn't do quite what they had hoped, finishing out of the top five about $6.3 million. Remember back
so you're telling me Nine Lives is looking for a tenth one? Is that what you're telling me?
I think it's used up its lives. Yeah, I think it's on its way. We have a movie which was originally done back in 1977. Remember the original Pete's Dragon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? In fact, this is what got me confused, because I was thinking the original, and now we have a brand-new original.
A brand-new one. It did okay back in 77. It's a live-action animated combination. Disney was trying to recreate what had happened with Mary Poppins. Didn't do quite those numbers, but it was a good movie. They've redone the film, reimagined this film.
Well, you know why it didn't do so good? Because Pete's dragon couldn't sing supercalifragilistic.
Maybe so.
Dragons get tongue-tied. They get tongue-tied. They can't handle those multiple syllabic terms like that.
But the cool thing about redoing these movies is that they can use the effects now that they didn't have way back when. So it look a little cheesy. Even Mary Poppins looked cheesy back when. But now they can really, like Tarzan. Tarzan they can make now and really make the movie as it was supposed to be made. Peach Dragon, very the same thing. 87% of the critics are recommending this one. It has a great cast. Here's what it's about. You got this old woodcarver by the name of Mr. Meacham, played by Robert Redford, a very grizzled Robert Redford. This is the first time I've ever seen him looking grizzled.
So I like that. A grizzled Robert Redford. I mean,
he still looks good. He's grizzled this time around. He's delighted local children with his tales of the fierce dragon that resides deep in the woods of the Pacific Northwest. Now, to his daughter, Grace, who's played by Bryce Dallas Howard, she works as a forest ranger, by the way, in these woods. These movies are little more than tall tales until she meets this little boy by the name of Pete, played by Oakes Fegley, getting great reviews. Now, Pete is this mysterious 10-year-old boy with no family, no home, who claims to live in the woods with this giant green dragon by the name of Elliot. And from Pete's descriptions, Elliot seems remarkably similar to the dragon from Mr. Meacham's stories. Now, with the help of Natalie, this 11-year-old girl whose father runs a local lumber mill, Grace sets out to determine where Pete came from and where he belongs and the truth about this dragon. This really works. I mean, check out the trailer. For whatever reason, it's a charming story. I think everybody's going to love it. Should do about $25 million this weekend. Once again, 87% recommending this one. And then, I'm sure you've seen the trailer for Florence Foster Jenkins. Have you seen
that? Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Very interesting story. You got this New York heiress back in the 30s. She has all kinds of money. She's always dreamed of being an opera singer, but she has only one problem. She just can't sing.
She can't sing. Exactly.
But she is determined, and her companion, played by Hugh Grant, pays people to basically lie and tell her that she has a great voice. So he manages this so-called career. She ends up at Carnegie Hall. Things don't work out quite as planned. It's a charming story. 90% are recommending this one. And, of course, you have Meryl Streep playing Florence and Hugh Grant as her companion. So
Once again, when you have more money than talent, you know, it's all kinds of fun can ensue, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the curious thing about this is she did develop a fan base. Even though people realized that she couldn't sing, they just loved the fact that this woman was pursuing her dreams. Check that one out this weekend. Another movie getting great reviews is an animated film, an R-rated animated film called Sausage Party. Make no mistake, this is not one for the kids. Don't make the mistake of taking the kids to see Sausage Party. Mm-hmm. You will be horrified.
Is this about the political process in Washington, D.C.?
No. Yeah, it's not pretty. This is from Seth Rogen. It stars Seth Rogen.
Oh, that tells you everything you need to know right there.
Right there, right. Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Jonah Hill in this one. This is about a misplaced sausage and his savory friends embarking on this adventure through the aisles of a massive supermarket. Raunchy animated comedy from Seth. As the store's annual 4th of July sale draws near, these perishable pals must return to their rightful places on the shelves before the customers come flooding in to fill their carts. That's what this is about. It's getting great reviews. People say it's just hysterical. But raunchy, okay? Not one for kids.
Right.
Another movie out that's getting great reviews, 100% of the critics are recommending this one. This is a movie called Hell or High Water. Now, this is a movie which, well, here's what Variety has to say about this. They say this is a thrillingly good movie, crackerjack drama of crime, fear, and brotherly love, set in the sun-roasted, deceptively sleepy West Texas town that feels completely exotic for being so authentic. You get a feel for what this one's about. Got
yes.
two brothers, Toby and Tanner. They come together after being separated for years. They come together to rob branches of a bank that is threatening to foreclose their family land. Now, for them, the holdups are just part of this last-ditch scheme to take back a future that seemed to have been stolen from under them. And justice seems to be theirs until they find themselves on the radar of a Texas Ranger by the name of Marcus, played by Jeff Bridges, and he is great in this. Mm-hmm. He's looking for one last grand pursuit on the eve of his retirement. So the brothers plot this final bank heist to complete their scheme, and with the Rangers on their heels, a showdown looms at the crossroads where the values of the old and new West murderously collide. Check that one out, Hell or High Water. Then, we have a lot of great stuff this weekend. Another movie called Anthropoid. I like these movies about World War II and all that.
Yes, I love docs like this. You know that.
Well, actually, it isn't.
But
a
this
doc,
isn't a doc, though. Yeah, but
it, yeah, it's actually based on a true story, an amazing true story. You got this. Well, it's called Operation Anthropoid, which is the code name for a Czechoslovakian mission to assassinate SS officer Reinhard Heydrich. Now, Heydrich was the main architect behind the Holocaust. Also. Was the Reich's third in command behind Hitler and Himmler, and he was the leader of the Nazi forces in Czechoslovakia. So this film follows two soldiers from the Czechoslovakian army in exile. They are parachuted into Czechoslovakia in December of 1941. They have very limited intelligence, very little equipment. The city is under lockdown. They must find a way to assassinate Heydrich, which is an operation that would, of course, change the face of Europe forever. I want to check that out. It's called Anthropoid. Only 41% of the critics are recommending, but the trailer looks like makes it look like a movie that I want to see. And then, hey, Mel Gibson is back. He's back.
Yes, I've been here. Yes, exactly.
Getting great reviews. He plays this ex-convict who has to protect his daughter from the drug cartel that is hunting her down. 92% of the critics are recommending that one. He's getting good reviews. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Mel's back. A lot to see. A lot of really well-reviewed movies this weekend.
Well, you know, we love the choices and the options that are available. I mean, you know, for those of us that love popcorn, I mean, don't forget it. I mean, let's get the big box, okay? We know that Steve-O's not going to jump in, and he's not a Jujubee guy either. So we're okay in either case, because he's just a giving guy. That's the way it works.
There you go.
Steve, the movie guy. We'll see you at the Cineplex this weekend, Steve-O. Thank you so much for chiming in. All right, buddy. Thank you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google...